USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes.
We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
On CNN, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is concerned about COVID-19 equipment like ventilators.
I think the federal government has to think about how they might, like they did on the production of ventilators, invest and help spur some investment by these private sector companies to get up to speed, because it's starting to feel like it did back in March and April, where everybody was overwhelmed, although we started to make some progress, and now it's we're getting behind again.
Residents in Hawaii are bracing for Hurricane Douglas. This man, John Duarte, lives on the island of Maui.
Our house is 110 years old, so there's not too much more we can do. It's gone this long. Anxious in the sense that the wind. We fear the wind because of all the trees.
Douglas could become only the third hurricane in modern history to make landfall in Hawaii. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Some states and cities are suing the Trump administration over an order to exclude undocumented immigrants from the 2020 census. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Manhattan claims President Trump's executive action violates the Constitution. In the complaint, New York and 19 other states, along with Washington, D.C. and dozens of cities, argue the action will severely harm the plaintiffs through the loss of representation in government. The U.S. Supreme Court previously blocked the Trump administration plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A fire Friday night at the offices of the Arizona Democratic Party is deemed suspicious. More details now from USA's Kenneth Burns.
Arson is suspected in a fire that caused major damage to the Arizona Democratic Party headquarters in Phoenix. Steven Slagaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democrats, who shared the building with the state party, spoke to KPNX-TV.
Our side of the building here at the Maricopa County Democratic Party is completely burned down. They said we've lost all of our stuff, the computers, the equipment, the printers, the files. It's all gone.
An official with the Phoenix Fire Department said the determination that it was, quote, definitely a human-caused fire came after a collection of evidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.